morning, America. Welcome to a very special edition of the Inside Scoop. It is the third annual Halloween show. You have voted by downloading more versions of this show than any other show of the Inside Scoop. We know this is your favorite show. And so here we are again doing the scariest things that Mike Lane and I could possibly do. My name is Mark Levine. I'm the host, a former congressional attorney working for a high-ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, House Homeland Security Committee. Today I have done the most painful thing I've ever done in my life. I actually put a Republican pin on. All in the name of being the scariest thing I possibly could be for Halloween. I have my flag. I have my pictures of George Bush. I am ready to go. Tonight and only tonight, I will be a warmongering, Bible-thumping, children-hating Republican. Mike Lane, who is the president of Intelligence Strategies, normally gives political strategy to local Republicans, but today you are...
I'm a Democrat, Mark, and I'm a liberal Democrat. And it is, as you say, an unusual thing. And not only is this going to scare the audience, but I'm going to candidly say it's scaring me.
Well, and you have your Martha's Vineyard t-shirt
on. I have my Martha's Vineyard t-shirt. I have my hippie beads from Haight-Ashbury, of course. This is my little acid headband going on thing, you know. And I'm feeling comfortable. I'm slipping into this role.
Well, we're ready to go. But now we're going to try very, very hard not to break character this year, all right? We're going to stay in our character. So let me begin by saying that I'm very proud of our American men and a few women that are serving in Iraq. They are doing exactly what the president wants. We are making progress. There is a reason why they're throwing flowers at our feet. We are creating democracy on the ground. And I got to tell you, Exxon's profits have never been higher. Three cheers to the war in Iraq. And anyone who says no, as we all know, hates America.
Well, let me tell you, Mark, exactly why it is that you hate America and we don't hate America. Because while you're off creating freedom and democracy, you're sacrificing our children. And this is just, we all know...
It's only the poor children.
There is no war worth fighting. There is nothing worth fighting for. If we could just all get together, engage in diplomacy, work out our problems among nations, we'd never have to fight again. And I just don't know why you warmongering Republicans, led by that cowboy whose picture you just held up, you know, it just, Mark, anger management. That's what it's all about. We need to get George Bush and, unfortunately, Saddam Hussein's no longer with us, but get them all involved in anger management together. They can 12-step together.
Here's the thing.
It would all work.
If you got a poor kid in America, okay, they're not doing anybody any good. They're just using up our resources. So send the child to Iraq where they can do some good. I mean, 10,000, 20,000, we will kill, these children will die, but Exxon will make better profits. The oil companies will be better. My friends in the oil companies will be much better off. And we're going to do just fine. In fact, it seems to me that basically we're real on track. Our next stop in our crusade in Iraq is to convert all of them to Christians.
Okay.
And we think we can do that because our fearless president said, not only are we going to have World War III, but we're going to win World War III. And that's what being a Republican is all about.
Let me explain to you why Martha's Vineyard is the Garden of Eden, okay? Martha's Vineyard is the Garden of Eden because nobody has wars there, nobody kills anybody there, and Exxon is not allowed to drill off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
That's going to
change. Okay? This is why it is paradise on earth. And for you to even suggest that there is any war or any principle that's worth fighting for is just mind-boggling. No threat. All we have to do is wait for everybody to get along. It will come.
I know you people. On September 11th, you Democrats were busy. You were hiding. You weren't doing anything to help your country. Look, they are out to get us. They are out to kill us. We are going to have a nuclear war tomorrow. And it's only Nancy Pelosi who's causing that nuclear war because by her basically inviting the terrorists to come in and destroy us. So if we're going to have a nuclear war, I say let's win that nuclear war.
Okay.
Let's bomb the other countries before they can bomb us.
Mark, look, you're being unfair. The Democrats know there are some bad people out there. We know we were attacked on 9/11. We know that there were 3,000 Americans that were killed, and we know that was a tragedy. However, killing another 3,000 after that is not the answer to the question. The answer to the question is diplomacy. It's engagement. It's working things out. Let's sit down at the bargaining table and find out what they want and then give it to them.
I don't really see the use of that. I mean, here's what I'm trying to figure out here. You're talking about children with health care. Now, if the children deserved health care, they pay for it themselves. I mean, Paris Hilton does not have any trouble getting health care. And what you're trying to say is that Paris Hilton should sacrifice all of the billions that she inherited so some sniveling poor kid can get cancer treatment? Look, America is about serving those that inherited money, like Paris Hilton. And I don't understand why you would sacrifice her to help some sniveling poor kid.
It's very easy. It was written best in that book that you know of, that we've all read, that
the Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
You
by Karl Marx.
Heretics don't believe
the
in.
The Bible by Karl Marx. From each according to their ability, to each according to their needs. If Paris Hilton has the ability, to give us all this money so that we can take care of people who choose not to work, what is the problem with that?
Answer me this.
She doesn't have the right to be that rich. She does not. What has she ever done
her
to earn that?
Her grandfather earned it fair and square. And what that means is that for the next 12 generations, they have a right to sit on golden toilet seats. That is the American dream. That is the American way. Now, why does your party hate God? Why? I want to know why your party hates God. You were burning Bibles this morning, weren't you?
You are so unreasonable. I'll have you know, Martha's Vineyard has churches. We all go to church on Martha's Vineyard.
They're not real churches.
You know what we do?
They probably marry gay people in those churches.
We pray for
Massachusetts.
Peace. We pray. And
shouldn't even be, in Texas, I assure you, we would burn those churches to the ground.
And you're going to tell
they're not real churches.
See, this is the problem with Republicans. You're going to tell me what is a good church and what is a bad church. Us Democrats, we believe in any church, and whatever you want to believe is fine. And if you believe in devil worship, that's a church. If you believe in crop worship, that's a church. If you believe in getting married to same sex, opposite sex, or animals, that's a church. What's wrong with getting married to an animal? I don't understand why you're against that. Well, some of those horses...
In our view, we take the Bible literally. So if you need to, for example, buy a wife, we do it the way it says it's done. You sell your wife for 2 goats and 3 sheep. The Bible is to be taken literally, which is why we need to repeal the 13th Amendment and bring slavery back. The Bible allows slavery. It's good enough for God. It's good enough for me. Your party, we don't want slavery, even though it's in the Bible. Don't you understand the Bible controls everything we do?
Mark, just like the Constitution, the Bible is a breathing, living document.
The Constitution?
Just like the Constitution. It's a breathing, living document. Just because it was written 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago doesn't mean it means the same thing as it means now. We need to get together an international ecumenical council of churches to sit there and reinterpret the Constitution in today's day and age to fit our current morals. You can't have this 4,000-year-old document giving you any set of established historical morals that don't have any place in today.
You know what's funny?
We need a Supreme Court of Religion is what we need. Yeah. And as soon as we get Hillary in the White House, she can appoint the 9 judges of the church's Supreme Court, and then we can have legitimate interpretation of what the Bible means. But you can't have people who have gone to theology school interpreting the Bible. They've all been narrow-mindedly brainwashed to believe the stuff that they've been believing for 4,000 years.
It doesn't work. You know what? It's funny that you mentioned the Constitution, because every other Inside Scoop show, I've had one in my pocket. But this show, as a Republican, I guess I've left it at home. But the point is that really the Constitution is something that's merely advisory, right? I mean, freedom of speech, that's silly.
Yes.
That's something for all the Marxists out there.
Look,
we need to control speech.
Democrats,
we need to control and make sure that people never know what we're doing in government.
Democrats know that the Constitution and the Bible are breathing and living documents. They change with the wind. If people start believing one thing, the Constitution can mean this. And if people start believing another thing, or there's another fad, then you just need some justices in there who will change what the Constitution means to that. That's just the way America works. I don't understand why you have a problem with that. Justices should read the tea leaves and go with it.
well, I don't understand why you folks have this problem with torture. There is nothing more American than torture. We don't call it torture because our lawyers tell us not to call it torture. But basically, waterboarding is an American right. I mean, look, you got some Arab. You know he's probably going to be a terrorist anyway. Waterboard him. And that way you'll find out if he's a terrorist, and then he'll suffer and he'll tell us who he is. And if he's not a terrorist, he'll drown. Either way, we achieve our result, and America's a safer place.
Everybody who's a prisoner of war deserves the dignity and respect to be accorded with them as associated with being a human being. Everybody has a right to be comfortable and to get good food and to be taken good care of. Now, with all the money we're spending over there in Iraq and Baghdad and stuff like that, can't we just build the Ritz-Carlton Baghdad and keep the prisoners there? What's wrong with the Ritz-Carlton? I mean,
here's the thing.
That's where they should be.
Every single person that we take as prisoner is by definition guilty, or we would not have taken them as prisoner.
It would be cheaper to keep them in the Ritz-Carlton Baghdad than the money we're spending on these prisons where, you know, you Republicans, you know, don't want to... Do you know how much expensive it is to turn the heat back on after you've turned it off and let them, you know, freeze for a couple days? Keep them in a nice hotel and everything. They'll tell you anything you want to know if you keep them in a nice hotel and give them, you know,
any expense.
Grilled goat meat every night?
To torture our enemies is not an expense enough. We need to torture them. And the other thing is you Democrats always want to know what we're doing. Don't you know that sometimes it's best just to be quiet? Because if you keep trying to find out, then the world will know, and then they'll torture people. Better that we do it in secret. Why do you always have to know all the time what we're doing? We're doing just fine. Stay out of our noses. We're in charge here, and you'll be just fine. And if you're not, there are nice places for you on Guantanamo Bay. You'd look great in orange, Mike.
You're missing my point on goat meat. We ought to be offering them grilled goat meat to order. It ought to have a choice of being blackened or braised or grilled. You ought to have the option of whatever sides you want with it. This is the way you persuade prisoners of war to tell you what you want to hear.
All I can say is there's a reason we have you under surveillance. And that's the reason. Because you clearly love the terrorists and hate America. And so we're going to keep you under surveillance, and anyone like you under surveillance. And while we're at it, well, we might even change your taxes a little bit.
You know what, Mark? You can violate the Constitution, and, you know...
Constitution is an advisory document.
I admit that, you know, there are certain things about the Constitution that you see incorrectly and I see correctly, but you cannot, just because I want to impose my view of a beneficial kumbaya America on the rest of the world, which will be good for them, you don't have any right to follow me.
I respect our Constitution. I respect the Second Amendment,
kumbaya.
Which says that every American has the right to carry any weapon, if it be
kumbaya,
a nuclear missile or an anthrax. We
kumbaya,
have the right to kill, because the right to kill is an American
Lord,
right.
Kumbaya.
That's it. We're sending you to Guantanamo Bay. Folks, if you want to join in the special Halloween debate, all you have to do is call in. The number is on your screen. You can take any persona you want, Republican, Democrat, or somewhere in between, as Mike and I continue to play our respective roles. We'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
This is Mommy's bed. Me and Jenny were jumping on it. Mommy's gun fell on the floor. I was a cowboy. Bang, 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 bang. I said, Jenny, wake up, wake up. It's just pretend. But she wouldn't wake up.
If you give me a fish.
If you give someone a fish.
You feed them for a day.
Teach someone to fish.
You feed them for a lifetime.
Give me a fish, and you'll feed me for a day. Teach me to fish, and you'll feed me for a lifetime.
Through Volunteers of America, you can help change lives in your community.
Hey, mister, studied algebra in school and got a better job than I could. You take the last cut.
Oh, no, mister, stuck in an entry-level job because you only learn basic math.
I don't have a boss riding my butt like you do, so you take it so you can get back to your desk.
You know, I probably should, but maybe Miss AP Calculus with the $200 haircut in the big office upstairs would like a cup.
Oh, no, Mr. What was your name again? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm too busy doing important things to care. I just came down for some sweetened stir.
You know, if my limited math abilities weren't keeping me from getting a better job, I'd quit this afternoon.
I don't blame you. But thank goodness you're stuck here because we really need someone to make the coffee.
Back to a very special Halloween edition of the Inside Scoop. I am playing the role of a flag-waving, Bible-thumping, warmongering, child-hating Republican, and Mike Lane is playing the role of the liberal today as we say things that we would never say in the other time of year. Now, Mike.
Boo.
One of the things I don't understand is why your party loves taxes so much. You just want to tax everybody. We Republicans understand that the rich are paying far too many taxes. We don't think the rich should pay taxes at all. If you want to raise taxes on anyone, make the poor people pay. They're the ones who work the hardest. They should pay the most taxes.
Okay, first of all, Mark, what you're failing to realize is that Democrats are as averse to taxes as Republicans are. What we see, however, that you don't see is we see all the unmet needs around the world, and we have a compassion to fill those unmet needs.
We have compassion. Look what we did for the Iraqi people.
Okay.
We protected them from their own government. There's a reason why one of them, I heard, actually threw a rose petal in the street.
Let's talk about...
That was worth $1 trillion.
Let's talk about welfare queens, okay? These people are royalty, or else they wouldn't be welfare queens, and so therefore they deserve a royal payment, you know, week after week.
We pay Exxon. We pay all of the people who give us money. They get lots of money from us. And the people who don't deserve money, though, are poor people.
From each according to their needs, according to their responsibilities, to each according to their needs. Look, Karl Marx was a great man. And what Karl Marx fundamentally understood was human nature. I think they might have been cousins. I don't know. It was a fundamental understanding of human nature, which is that not everybody really wants to work. So those people who are overachievers, let them pay for the people who don't have the ability to really produce the way others.
We already do that. Paris Hilton doesn't work, and we make sure she's well paid.
But we don't tax her. We don't tax her enough. I mean, Paris Hilton.
Why should we tax her at all? She is the bona fide Republican dream. This is a woman who never has to work a day because she is part of the upper classes. The upper classes don't need to work.
The
upper classes.
I will tell you why we need to tax Paris Hilton. Because in my mind, she meets the Supreme Court definition of pornography, to wit, she has absolutely no socially redeeming value. Therefore, we should just tax her and tax her and tax her until she learns to create some sort of socially redeeming activity, like perhaps going out and working in a soup line. Or maybe she should even be in a soup line so she should understand what it's like.
Pornography. I mean, I agree. Anyone that sees pornography should be executed, except that sometimes...
Pornography is just art. Now, come on. Pornography is just art.
Look, pornography is disgusting. It's not allowed in the Bible.
It's art.
We need to execute pornographers. That makes sense to me. The problem is that sometimes we have some of our loyal Republicans who do things that we might consider pornographic. When that happens, we have to look the other way because people like Larry Craig or Mark Foley were honorable Republicans. And until you Democrats to start snooping around in their private lives and look, it's one thing to fondle boys or do things in bathrooms in private, okay? But if you let the American people know about it, then these loyal Republicans are attacked. We want to make sure that only, the perverts go
Mark,
to jail.
Let me tell you who the great artists of the world are that you apparently either want to execute or throw in jail or something like that. It sounds to me like you would throw Michelangelo in jail. It sounds to me like you would throw Leonardo da Vinci in jail.
Well, of course.
And it sounds to me like the third other greatest artist, you would probably throw Larry Flint in jail. Now, these are great artists.
Larry Flint attacked our leader.
Larry Flint attacked our hero, Jerry Falwell. He is a great artist. He is a devil worshiper. He is a great artist.
He is Satan.
He has created beauty in the world. And for you to want to take Michelangelo and Larry Flint and put them in jail for the great art that they've created.
Makes sense that you would defend Larry Flint. Larry Flint is Satan.
Larry
Flint is Satan on earth.
Who are you to decide what art is and what art is not?
The Bible has told us.
I thought Republicans believed in individual freedom. I thought you believed in individual freedom.
Only if
I thought
you
believed in individual expression. I thought you believed in individual responsibility.
If you can afford Larry to have several homes, like a good Republican should, you can have that freedom privately in your home. Then it's fine. Then you can do the cocaine and everything. We won't look into your lives. But if you're poor enough that you have to do it on the street, we have to punish you to set an example for others.
Now, I'll tell you, I do want to tax Michelangelo and Larry Flint because all of the gains that they've made from being successful are not really supposed to be theirs. It needs to go into the greater pool.
You just love taxes,
don't you? I do. I love taxes.
You love taxes.
Taxes are a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really are because it allows you to take care of the unmet needs out there. And there are unmet needs. I mean, first of all, teachers, the most wonderful people in the world. There is no reason why a teacher shouldn't make just as much as a corporate CEO.
Oh, come on. The teachers' unions control everything.
Teachers should make...
The teachers' unions are completely corrupt. You know that. They're just like Jerry Hoffa. You know they're the teachers. My first grade teacher I know is killing people in the backyard because that's what teachers do.
If a corporate CEO can make $72 million a year, then a teacher ought to make $72 million a year. And we're going to need taxes to pay all these teachers $72 million a year.
I don't know what teachers, corporate CEOs you're dealing with. Ours make $720 million a year. Thank you very much, and they contribute very helpfully to our coffers. Thank you, Ken Lay, for all your support. Oh, he died. And your friends, for all your support.
We Democrats are willing to be reasonable, and we're willing to have the teachers only make $72 million. You know, I mean, there are some things that the market just doesn't bear. I believe in capitalism a little bit.
I believe in pay-to-play.
I mean, there's a little bit of capitalism.
I believe in pay-to-play. There's a reason why the CEOs pay me. I give them tax money. They pay me. It works out really well. We have a nice little capitalistic arrangement here. Duke Cunningham, my friend, Jack Abramoff, we all understand capitalism.
How much are these capitalists paying you to spout this poppycock right here now?
About $1 million an hour. Why? Richard Scaife, I think it's part of his divorce settlement. He pays me $1 million to investigate Bill Clinton, and we discovered that he was sleeping around, and so we, you know, that's what Republicans do. We want to make sure that your private lives aren't safe while ours are.
Mark, your people sleep around much more than my people do.
But we do it in socially conservative, respectable ways. We do it at the country clubs. We don't do it, you know, behind the desk. Please.
Why?
Don't use cigars.
I.
We only do it in the missionary position.
Oh, my.
We are Republicans.
Oh, my. You know, I think that, you know,
And when we do it, we have the babies. We don't kill the fetuses like you people do.
This is a family show. How can you talk about this kind of stuff with children watching? Mark, where you're going with this is that the Republicans who claim to be the party of values seem to have no values now.
Well, we have values.
You're willing to...
We have values. We believe that every fetus, every blastocyst, in fact, every sperm and egg is sacred and should be saved. Once they become children, they're your responsibility. But until then, they are our responsibility.
And that's why we're going to need taxes, is to take care of all these children
born in the world. Once they're born, they're on their own. Look, we will make sure they get through birth. After that, let them crawl.
The Constitution guarantees equality of outcome. All right? We're not talking about equality of opportunity. We're talking about equality of outcome. That's what the Constitution guarantees. That's what we're working towards.
That's why we want every
unborn
child to live.
That's why
the ones that are simply eggs and sperm.
That's
why
we need judges.
Your party wastes eggs and sperm. You just waste it.
You know,
we think everyone should be required to be born.
I'm unclear as to how overpopulating the world to no particular end is going to help anybody.
No, look, if they're born and they can't survive, they'll just die. But the important thing is that they be born.
Well,
that's the important thing.
If you want that to happen, then I'm going to have to raise your taxes so I can afford to support these people, feed them.
You don't have to support them.
You cannot
feed them.
They're
poor people.
You're blaming children for the sins of the parents.
If you have to, you cook the little children and you feed them to the rich. And then both sides are better off.
You're blaming the children for the sins of the parents.
No, it's not their fault.
You know, you're blaming
the children. It's the children's fault. I insisted they be born. You're the ones that want to kill them in the world.
You're blaming them. Once they're in the world, they need to be taken care of.
Why?
Need equality of outcome. They need to stay in
they're
a nice
poor.
Place.
They what
need
do they
good,
matter?
They need good food. We all know that they're going to grow up to be criminals unless they get a hot meal for breakfast every single day.
We will build the prisons necessary.
Well, let's just invest in hot meals 6 times a day so they can eat whenever they want. so they can do whatever they want, so they can go to whatever school
you
they
communist.
Want. You know, you're just, it's about choice, Mark. It's freedom of choice. These children need to have the choice so that they can grow up and become the people that they can be and contribute to society rather than just sucking everything out of society the way you want to. You just want to hear that giant sucking sound? That's a Republican sucking responsibility out of everything.
No,
let these people grow up.
I believe in responsibility. I think those six-year-olds need to go out and get a job. They need to go out. There are plenty of factories in Thailand. If you got a six-year-old with leukemia, okay, that child can go out, get a job, and pay for his own cancer treatment. I am sick and tired of you liberals saying, oh, the six-year-old has leukemia. We, who work hard or have inherited lots of money, have to fund some six-year-old who's dying of cancer. Is that my fault? Is that my fault a six-year-old dying of cancer? Let the kid die. Let the fetus live.
Do you know how expensive it is to help a child who
I
has
know.
Cancer?
I'm not going to pay for it.
This is not, well.
I'm not going to pay for
we're
it.
We're all going to pay for it. I'm going to pay my
Let
taxes.
Let the kid die.
And you're going to pay
Let
your taxes.
Let the kid die. Why do I have to care about the kid? He's not my kid. I didn't have him out of wedlock like Bill Clinton probably did.
Because God created us all in his image and likeness.
Oh, now you like God.
And wants us all
to
do
it. Now you cite God. You who hate the Bible, now you cite God.
See, this is, again, you're choosing which churches are reasonable and which churches are not reasonable.
Jerry Falwell has told me which churches are reasonable. I don't need to question it. I understand the Bible is literal. It is to be taken literally. The earth was created 4,000 years ago. And you want to teach this highfalutin, newfangled evolution concept as if it were science. I don't need science. I have the Bible.
We all know, at least Democrats know, Jerry Falwell was not a man of the cloth. Jerry Falwell was a hypocrite.
Jerry Falwell raised millions of dollars for my party. He was a hero.
He was a hypocrite. He was a, I don't even know. Jerry Falwell was the very definition of what was wrong with America. And, in fact, the very definition of what's wrong with your party.
You hate Christians, don't you?
You know what?
You hate Christians. Your whole party hates Christians.
We love everybody.
No,
and we want
no.
everybody to live.
Your,
and we want
your
everybody
party
to have good food. And we want everybody to stay in nice places. And we want everybody to have good paying jobs. And you know what? If they're not making enough, we'll just legislate a big increase in the minimum wage.
That's what the 1960s did. It created people like you. Folks, we're switching roles tonight. It is the special Halloween show of the Inside Scoop. You are welcome to call in and join in the discussion. You can take on a persona if you like. Or you can simply ask me in my Republican incarnation or Mike Lane in his Democrat incarnation what we feel on a separate issue. Numbers on the screen, 571-749-1166.
Some people in Fairfax County don't know what public access means.
Some think it's just another channel on the dial.
But it's much more than that.
It's the voice of the people.
People like you.
Your neighbors, your friends,
or your family.
People who want to share ideas,
opinions,
cultures, lifestyles,
art,
sports,
music,
events, entertainment,
history,
science,
beliefs.
People who want to learn about television,
producing,
directing,
cameras,
audio,
lighting,
editing, or radio, talk, music.
Whatever you think people should hear.
Public access is the place where everyone has a voice.
And it's the place where that voice gets heard.
A place where you can create your own form of personal expression.
So what do you want to say?
Whatever it is.
You can say it here.
Because we're public access.
For the people.
By the people.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one, between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups under one umbrella. Support EarthShare, support them all. EarthShare. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. To learn more, visit our website.
Thousands of kids in this country have everything it takes to go to college, except the money. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is...
Welcome back to a very special Halloween edition of the Inside Scoop. I am playing the scariest thing I know how to play, which is a conservative Republican, Mike Lane, who normally protects Republicans, is today playing the role of a liberal. And you can play a role, too. Give us a call, 571-749-1166 or 888-488-MARK. Now, look, liberal, I want to talk with you about guns, because it is our right under the Second Amendment to have any gun we want. Guns, machine guns, anthrax, nuclear bombs. You want to take away American freedoms. You want to take away our guns. We have the right to shoot people. It's in the Constitution.
Mark, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to agree with you that back when the Constitution was written, that they wanted, it was normal. Everybody had guns, and everybody got along, and you didn't shoot them except in war. But remember, the Constitution is a breathing, living document. It changes with the way the world changes. And now, when misguided people who shouldn't have guns use them or abuse them in ways that they were not intended to be used, then the Constitution doesn't really apply here. You have to reinterpret the Constitution to fit 2007. And in 2007, when irresponsible people are acquiring guns and using them to shoot and kill people, you have to take those guns away and find a way to reinterpret the Constitution to do that. It's simple logic. I don't know where you're not grasping this.
There's an easy way to deal with irresponsible, misguided people who have guns. Shoot them. There are more sane people than insane people. Even if the insane people amass thousands of weapons, we non-insane people can mass tens of thousands of weapons, and in the great shootout, we will win. All we have to do is shoot them before they shoot us.
What we need is, we need to work with these people. We need to understand them. There's something that happened in their life, probably that you wouldn't pay the money to give them their school lunch or something like that.
If we shoot them, it's cheaper.
And when you took away their school lunch, you created an underlying anger for them, which created this situation. If we work with them, if we understand them, if we show them a new path and a new light, they will follow. And that path and light is going to be shown to us by Hillary Clinton. And she's going to take us to a world of love, a world of peace, a world where, as Rodney King said, we can all get along. And this is going to be very good for America.
No, I think my hero I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell. I don't really like the Republican candidates. I am a Republican, but Rudolph Giuliani, he's gone soft on abortion. I guess Mike Huckabee would be the one person left in the race who would say, shoot them before they shoot us. I mean, we've got to kill the killers. That is the American way. It's how it was done in the Old West. That's the way my hero Ronald Reagan did it. At least he pretended did it as an actor. That's what we have to do.
You know, any...
You want to take our guns away.
You know, you don't have the right to have a gun in the first place. That's the problem.
It's in the Constitution. It's the only amendment I read.
It was in the Constitution, but it's been reinterpreted. You know, I mean, it doesn't apply in today's day and age. In fact, you know, this has an eraser to it. I'm just going to erase that Second Amendment. And, you know, now there's no more Second Amendment. We don't need it. We can erase it. It's just, Mark, what are we trying to build? We're trying to build a world of love. We're trying to build a world of peace. We're trying to build a world where everyone gets together and sings. I know, think of how powerful it would be if everybody held hands all the way around the world. We had chains going around the world many times. And we all taught the children, we'd love to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I mean, this is the world that we want. No more war, no more killing, no more guns. This is really what's good.
No. My Bible says very clearly, when Jesus comes back the second time, he's going to shoot all you people. Now, we have a question.
Jesus shouldn't be allowed to have a gun.
Everyone should have an American. Every American should have a gun, and Jesus was an American, so therefore he should have a gun.
Guns are bad. Just guns by definition are bad.
We.
You say you want a gun to
hunt. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
You say you
want. And we can kill the killers before they can kill us.
You say you want a gun to hunt. Well, first of all,
to hunt people.
Everybody would be better off if we were all vegans, okay? There's no reason why you should be eating animals. There's no reason why you should be killing animals. Let's start a pet hotel and keep them all in the pet Ritz-Carlton. This is really what would make America and the world a better place. Take all these animals that you want to kill and eat, put them in a nice hotel, feed them really, really good food. It's a world I could love. It's a world where there would be no killing. It's a world, you know, you probably have fur on someplace. Ooh. Fur.
Animals were made for human consumption.
No.
That's why God put them on earth. Human beings were made for human consumption. That's why we have poor people.
Animals,
okay?
Animals.
They are made to serve us, just like women are constitutionally made to serve men.
Animals love just the way people love. You cannot take their soul away. They deserve life, just like people.
Now, we do have a comment on the blog, and you can leave comments at RadioInsideScoop.com. And it says, Mark, as a conservative Republican for Halloween, Robert wants to know about Rudy Giuliani. Wants to know if a known adulterer can effectively promote abstinence education. Now, look, if you are an adulterer as a Republican, okay, there are ways to seek forgiveness. We've seen this. Jim Baker, for example, sought forgiveness. All you have to do is you cry on national television, you ask for forgiveness, we give you forgiveness. And then you can still promote abstinence education. We need abstinence education. The reason why is this. Too many kids are having sex. Sex is bad. We have to prevent as much sex as we can possibly prevent because we require anyone that has sex to actually have the child. That's one of the reasons why we do that, because we want to stop people from having sex. So Rudy Giuliani wants to stop people from having sex. That's a good thing. Sex is bad. We Republicans try to have as little of it as possible.
If Rudy had grown up in a different time, perhaps he wouldn't have the problems that he has. Now, let me tell you, we should live in a world of free love. Anybody should be allowed to have sex with anybody or anything that they want to. That's the kind of world that we would all get along. There'd be no killing if you could have sex anytime you wanted with anybody or anything or anyone or any animal.
It's okay to have multiple wives. That's in the Bible. I accept that. But none of this free love 60s stuff.
Mark, if everybody would get along and we had more love and less war, then there'd be no killing. There'd be no need for guns.
America proudly goes to war.
Let me tell you, we have
fought many wars, and the only ones we've lost are when you Democrats stopped us from finishing the job. We could have nuked Vietnam and won that war in 3 hours. And instead, we went on for years and years and years because you folks thought we shouldn't be using the nuclear weapons.
Okay, I'm going to bring up, you guys love to badmouth her and you love to demonize her, but the woman with the most vision of anybody that I've ever known who could just see a future of love was Jocelyn Elders. I mean, when she came out and said that we ought to teach children how to masturbate in grammar school, that was, talk about solving all the anger and all the frustration everybody would get. This is where America should be. This teaches us all about getting along. It teaches us how to release our anger. It teaches us how not to really, really get involved in fights and no guns and things like that. Make love, not war, Mark. That's what it's all about.
No, make war. We need
Jocelyn
more
Elders,
war.
A woman with vision. Woman with vision.
Jocelyn Elders was put forward by that other adulterer, Bill Clinton, who never apologized for his adultery. And this is a man who we've watched. We've been under surveillance, like we have all Americans under surveillance, because all Americans should be under surveillance. And we found that he indeed cheated on his wife. And that means that, well, he shouldn't be president of the United States. It's one thing to lie about war, but you should never lie about sex. That is sacred to Republicans.
Republicans claim they want to be the party of individual responsibility, and yet when Bill Clinton wants to be responsible for his own behavior and do anything he wants in the oral office, I guess, why are you trying to run his life for him? Why shouldn't he be allowed to hit on interns? Why shouldn't he be allowed to tell the pizza girl that her job depends on it?
Poor innocent Monica Lewinsky, that wonderful child, was just brutally, brutally treated by the President of the United States. Look, it's one thing to mistreat Anita Hill. She deserved it. But poor innocent Monica Lewinsky, come on. And it seems to me that Hillary Clinton, because she didn't dump her man, she can't run for president.
That's not right.
And let me tell you about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is corrupt. I remember when Hillary Clinton changed the travel agent that the White House was using, and there was Travelgate. We looked into it. We got thousands of files. She changed her travel agent without asking the American people. Those are crimes against humanity, and they have to be stopped.
I want to know why the Republican Party is as racist as it is. As personified.
We're not racist. As long as black people know their place, we're not racist.
As personified by Anita Hill, you talk about how she was treated. The fact of the matter is the only blacks, the only any minorities at all that Republicans will let into the Republican Party are people who think like them. And you always say you're interested in diversity of thought, but yet if you don't think like a Republican, you're not allowed in the Republican Party. And
you're trying to lynch Clarence Thomas, aren't you?
And individuals of color who have the ability to think for themselves and understand that they ought to be liberal because that's the way nature is, you won't let them in your party. You only let the Uncle Toms in your party. And why are you so racist? Why are you like that?
Trent Lott why? Is not racist. Trent Lott, okay, the second in command of the Republican Party, all he did was say that Strom Thurmond, avowed segregationist, would have been a great president. We understand that America was a wonderful country in the 50s. And if we have to go back to that time, we will. That doesn't make us racist. It just means that we understand that blacks have their place, women have their place. We Republicans know the pecking order.
Why will
we,
you?
We think that, you know, white male Christians who are CEOs and major corporations are at the top of the pecking order.
Why do you not accept people of color who are liberal into your party? I mean, they see what needs to be done. They know and understand and have a vision of all the unmet needs around the country. And
they
yet,
can join our
you,
party.
If they want to be tax and spend liberals, you will not let them in. And it's racist. You're doing
they
it just because they're people
party.
Of color.
At the Republican National Convention, I'll have you know that all seven blacks at that convention got ample camera time. We believe in giving camera time to blacks that are in our party.
Yeah,
we do.
The Uncle Toms, the conservatives who believe in individual responsibility. What about collective responsibility? What about it takes a village, Mark? Come on. We need to all take care of each other.
We even recruited black homeless people from Philadelphia to go and hand out pamphlets in Maryland saying that, in fact, black Democrats had endorsed black Republicans. It wasn't true, but it showed our commitment to the black
community. The only ones you will let in your party are people who claim to understand this individual responsibility. And we've already proven the Republican Party doesn't stand for individual responsibility. But that aside, you only let those in. You won't let people who are into communalism, people who are into collectivism, people are into taking care of each other. Mark, we're all in this together. Why shouldn't we all work together? Why can't we just take all the money from everybody? I mean, tax form ought to be, how much did you make? Send it in. And then and the rest of my liberal colleagues can look at what people's needs are and give it out. That's the way the world should be. Why should one person live in a better place than another person? That's not the American way.
The American way is equal opportunity. America is all about self-sufficiency.
Equal outcome. That's what it's about.
No,
equal
no, no,
outcome.
If you're sick in America, you die. This is America. If you are born rich, you stay rich. This is America. This is a country where from each according to what they have, right? If you are born rich, you should stay rich, even if you're like Paris Hilton. If you're born poor, you should die poor. This is part of what America's about.
I'll bet you would even feel uncomfortable if we organized this prayer chain that I was talking about earlier in the show and got everybody to stand hand to hand, holding each other's hand around the world with the chain. I'll bet you wouldn't hold a guy's hand. I'll bet you'd have to stand between two men, and would not even hold a man's hand.
I wouldn't hold a guy's hand. But what I would do is have prayer. We believe in mandatory prayer. It was our Attorney General, John Ashcroft, that insisted that all his Justice Department people pray. It is our party that insists that every school children, whether they be Christian or Jewish or Muslim or atheist, pray to Jesus every day in their school. That is our party that supports prayer.
It so hard for you to just love your fellow man, regardless of who they are, what they do, what they've contributed? They're a fellow man. Love them, Mark. Kumbaya.
We're going to have to take another break. If you want to call in and join this discussion, it's 571-749-1166. We'll be right back.
This is Mommy's bed. Me and Jenny were jumping on it. Mommy's gun fell on the floor. I was a cowboy. Bang, 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 bang. I said, Jenny, wake up, wake up. It's just pretend. But she wouldn't wake up.
If you give me a fish.
If you give someone a fish.
You feed them for a day.
Teach someone to fish.
You feed them for a lifetime.
Give me a fish, and you'll feed me for a day. Teach me to fish. and you'll feed me for a lifetime.
Through Volunteers of America, you can help change lives in your community.
Oh, hey, mister. Studied algebra in school and got a better job than I could. You take the last cup.
Oh, no, mister. Stuck in an entry-level job because you only learned basic math. I don't have a boss riding my butt like you do, so you take it so you can get back to your desk.
You know, I probably should, but maybe Miss AP Calculus with the $200 haircut in the big office upstairs would like a cup.
Oh, no, mister. What was your name again? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm too busy doing important things to care. I just came down for some sweetened stir.
You know, if my limited math abilities weren't keeping me from getting a better job, I'd quit this afternoon.
I don't blame you. But thank goodness you're stuck here because we really need someone to make the coffee.
Back to a special Halloween edition of the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Normally, I defend the Democratic Party, but not tonight. No, this is Halloween. I am playing the scariest thing I know how to play, which is a conservative Republican. My guest, Mike Lane, normally defends Republicans, but he's playing the scariest thing he knows how to play, which is, I guess, a Haight-Ashbury liberal, perhaps? I'm not sure. It's still
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard. You still have a chance to call in if you want to join in this discussion. Ask us any question in seriousness or in jest. It is Halloween. The toll-free number is 888-488-MARK. The local number is right there for you. All right. Mike, here's one thing I don't understand. And it all comes from the way you liberals love terrors. You seem to think that we shouldn't be watching
everybody. Mark, we love all people.
Yes, but we have to watch all
terrorists people. Deserve understanding,
we
too.
We have to watch everybody. We have to monitor your phone calls. We have to see where you go on the internet because we may find a terrorist. And because of that, we have to watch you. And I don't understand why you can't understand that.
I don't understand why you don't understand that everybody deserves love, decency, respect.
But you're not answering my question.
And
we
dignified
have a right to watch you.
And dignified treatment.
We have a right to watch you. We are the government. The government is always right when the Republican is president.
You don't have the right to do anything. The Constitution, being reinterpreted in the current day and age, does not allow you to watch me.
The president determines the Constitution. The president writes signing statements on bills and does so because he has an independent right to tell everybody what to do.
You know,
that's what the Constitution says.
The president will determine what the Constitution says when our president gets in there. But when it's your president, then the Congress will determine what the Constitution says. And if the Republicans take over everything, which will never happen again, but the Democratic National Committee will then take over the interpretation of the Constitution. Mark, the Constitution is too important to be left to Republicans. Democrats are the only one qualified to interpret what the Constitution means.
All I'm saying is that you folks are always insisting to know every single thing we're doing. If we happen to be torturing someone or sending somebody to a secret prison, which we do all the time, you want to know whether he was guilty or whether he was innocent. Don't you understand that if you know the things that we do, the world will complain? Better that the world not know. If you torture someone in private and he doesn't scream loud enough for anyone to hear, is he really being tortured?
All right, here's another reason.
It's a great philosophical question.
Here's another reason why we need to bring more taxes in. Because when we keep our prisoners in the prison, and you know, some people deserve to be there, but we're going to work with them and we're going to get them therapy and we're going to find out, you know, if they can be cured. But while they're there in their therapy, it means needs to be maintained at 72 degrees exactly. And that requires a lot of modern equipment. You can't be using just every ordinary climate control air conditioning system that you and I would use in our house. They need the best available because for them to be successfully cured and successfully go through therapy and to understand that they really want to be on our side and be liberal Democrats, they need to be treated nicely. And that requires perfect temperature control. Mark, taxes just need to go up to support this.
Mike, I'm
taxes.
All, I'm all for country
taxes
club.
Are good.
Look, I'm all for country club prisons.
Taxes are good.
Country club prisons for rich people who contribute to the economy. Martha Stewart contributed to the economy. She's a rich person. She should have a country club prison. Ken Lay contributed to George Bush. Therefore, he deserves to have a very comfortable cell. It's the poor drug users who we need to simply, you know, if we were to execute them, we wouldn't have to spend the money on prisons. We could just deal with the problem right away. I believe in country club prisons, but only for those who contribute.
I'm open-minded. I don't know if there is a God or not, but I'm willing to accept the fact that there might be, and I'm always looking for some proof that there
you
is.
You have the Bible, you don't need proof.
That there is a God. However, let me say this. If there is a God, then he's the one that got Ken Lay, that dirty, lousy, rotten scoundrel, for all the things that he did. He deserved to die and the gallows
Kenny
for what he did.
Kenny Boy Lay is an American hero.
If there's
Kenny Boy Lay was the highest single contributor to my friend George Bush. Kenny Boy Lay made sure that he and every single board member of Enron made a tremendous amount of money. He looked out for his board members, okay? Even if he had to make sure that all the employees had to lose their pensions, he looked out for number one, my president.
Every rule has an exception that makes the rule. The rule here, Mark, is that the death penalty is never appropriate, never works, never happens, doesn't solve anything, creates all kinds of problems. And the single exception that makes that rule is that Kenny Lay was the guy who should have gotten the death penalty for what he did.
We need more death penalty.
Do you know how many women and children went hungry because of what Kenny Lay did?
They were poor women and children. They don't matter.
Do you know...
Do children vote? No. So I don't need to care about
them. They should vote.
I care about fetuses.
Children should vote.
Fetuses matter.
Children should vote. In fact, I think we're going to have the Constitution make that happen. There's no reason why children shouldn't be allowed to vote. As you know, children are basically liberal, so we're going to get 90% of them anyway. Children should vote. That's great. No, and now what I'm at, illegal...
We're not going to take our children away. Look, if liberal children die, we will have more than enough conservatives.
Undocumented social contributors to the fabric of our society should also be allowed to vote.
Let's talk about the
undocumented contributors
aliens.
To the social fabric of society.
Let's talk about the illegal aliens that are swarming across our border. All right? And want to bring their Mexican values America.
Human dignity.
Anglo-America.
They deserve human dignity.
Speaking Spanish throughout the country, as if Spanish were some sort of language.
This is the dream, Mark. The dream. Republicans say they believe in dreams, and yet we have a chance to take care of these children who, for no fault of their own, the children had the chance to realize the dream, get an education, become Americans and contribute to the social fabric and economic strength of our country.
You know what
and
happens?
And Republicans wanted to just put a knife in
you
their
know what
back.
Happens
I don't understand.
When you allow all
Can't
those illegal
love
Mexicans
people?
To come across our border.
Love them.
And they start changing our language and start introducing Spanish words. And then you get like a Kenyan, like Barack Hussein Obama. What kind of name is that? An American name is Johnson or Smith or Obama?
See,
it sounds like Osama, and his middle name is Hussein, so you know he's a terrorist.
I told you that Republicans...
You know he's a terrorist. Fox News said he was a terrorist because his middle name's Hussein.
You know why you don't like Barack Obama?
His middle name's Hussein. That's all I need to know.
And that's a problem.
That's all I need to know.
No.
He's a terrorist.
Okay. Why can't we love terrorists and work with them and bring them back into the world of nations where they support our values of higher taxes, of taking God out of the schools, of, I mean, think, if the Democrats could only run,
ready for World War
if III. We could only run the Islamic countries and take God out of their society.
We want to run the Islamic countries. We have no problem with
no,
that.
But let's
we want to invade each and every one of them and recreate them in American image. That is what God told us to do. That is what the Crusades are about.
We don't want to run their countries. We want to bring them into America and take God out of their society so they become good law-abiding Americans.
Instead of bringing them into America, we simply invade their country, take their oil, and run it in our image. That is the Republican way.
Can you deny that religious fanaticism is the cause of all problems in the world today? And
absolutely
that if we could just
not.
Take
only
God
Islamic.
Out, that everything would be...
Only Islamic religious fanaticism is dangerous. Christian religious fanaticism, well, that's the best thing. That's what the Bible says. That's a good thing.
Mark,
when
I've,
Jesus comes back the second time, you'll see. You'll be struck down.
I've actually read.
You
the,
will.
I've
actu- I'm going to be raptured. I'm going to be saved. Not
I've,
you.
I've actually
not
read.
You.
I've actually read the Bible, and I have my own interpretation of it. And I will say
oh,
that.
Oh, you interpret the Bible however you want.
As I look at it, I have the right interpretation of the Bible because my interpretation is love everyone, work with everyone. Feed
Jesus
everyone.
Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor." I don't live anywhere near those people. Come on.
Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Teach your enemies to be friends.
I love my enemies. Did we not save the people of Iraq?
Do you think?
Did we not go in there? Did they not greet us with rose petals? Did we not liberate the people of Iraq?
Don't you think?
I love our enemies.
Don't you think if we just sent food over to the Middle East and fed them all so that they weren't hungry, that they would love us back? Don't you think that this is a society built on mutual love and an opportunity built on mutual love? And if we sent them our food, and if we sent them our air conditioners, and if we sent them our cars, and if we sent them the building materials to make themselves luxury homes, don't you think they'd have nothing else to fight for and they would love us for this?
Mike.
You know they would.
They have our oil.
They would love us.
They have our oil. That's our oil. How the heck are Exxon and Mobil and Chevron going to make a profit?
We don't need oil.
We don't need oil.
No, we don't need oil.
How are you going to drive home tonight, liberal? What are you going to do? Walk home?
Wind and solar. Wind and solar.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see a wind-powered car or a solar-powered car.
And you know what?
Look, we're going to drill through every single hole in Alaska
to
get the oil we need.
This is where I break with my fellow liberals. They also think that this used French fry oil, the biomass stuff, is going to work for energy. People should not be allowed to eat French fries. They're bad for you. We shouldn't have used French fry oil, so therefore we can't use it for energy. Wind and solar. I'm not a doctrinaire liberal. I just broke with them. I don't believe in French fry oil. People should not be allowed to eat French fries. I know what people should eat. I should design the menu for everybody. We'd be healthier. We wouldn't have obese people.
You'd want to
everybody'd
prevent people
be happy
from smoking tobacco. Look, don't you know that drugs like marijuana and crack and cocaine, they're dangerous. We need to put those people in prison. But tobacco is part of America.
No.
Tobacco has been around since colonial times. Tobacco, when people die from tobacco, they're dying a good, patriotic American death. We need subsidies for more tobacco.
It's very simple. The world would be a better place if we just defoliated the tobacco crops all around the world. Just total defoliation of tobacco.
We support defoliation.
You know,
we support ending the rainforest.
On your marijuana.
We support melting the ice caps, cocaine,
and other things. We just need to work with these people. They're just misunderstood. All we need to do is work with them, get them some therapy, teach them how to become better contributing citizens. And if they can't contribute, then we'll help them out with some welfare.
I hope you enjoyed our special Halloween edition of The Inside Scoop. Mike and I got to say some things that we don't normally get to say right here. If you want to comment on today's show, it's easy to do. Go to the blog, radioinsidescoop.com, and put whatever comments you like. I will happily now remove my Republican National Committee pin and never say those horrid things again, at least until next year. Mike Lane, thanks for coming here on the special Halloween show. I appreciate it. This is Mark Levine signing off. Next week is our Dirty Tricks show as we talk about the Virginia elections. Tune in then, same time, 6:30 p.m.